Franchise Business Review presents FBR Viewpoints. Visit franchisebusinessreview.com for more information on today's top franchise opportunities.
Hello, everyone. This is Jay Metzenroth with Franchise Business Review, and today I'm talking with Aaron Olivier, the president and CEO of Precision Concrete Cutting. Hi, Aaron. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jay.
Yeah, no problem. So let's go ahead and get started. The first question I have for you is, so you guys market yourselves as a trip hazard removal company. Can you tell me what exactly that means and what makes your franchise offering so unique?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, trip hazard removal is not a common term. So most people are sometimes confused on what we're even offering. And what it is we have a very specialized niche franchise where we only remove trip hazards from sidewalks. So if you're walking on a concrete pathway, a sidewalk, or walking up to a commercial building or into a hospital or something, you're walking typically on a concrete sidewalk. And sometimes these lips are created where the two slabs meet each other. And we have a patented process where we come in, we shave that concrete away so it removes the liability and makes the path safe for walking.
That's great. Thanks for sharing that with us. So the second question I have for you is, what's a typical investment for a precision concrete franchise, and what can people expect in terms of ramp-up?
Yeah, a franchise costs $130,000, and that includes completely everything turnkey. Actually, before our candidates purchase a franchise, we go out to the desired territory and perform a week of demonstrations with high potential customers. And these demonstrations give the franchisee or potential franchisee a first look on how the market responds to our product and exactly what we're offering. And then after that, a trailer big enough for a three-man crew, and of course all of the support. And after that demo week, that support kind of springboards into another week of training and then ongoing sales training every other week.
Great. Thanks. So what kind of characteristics or backgrounds do you look for in a franchisee?
Yeah, it's actually been an interesting path on who we used to target or how we've targeted our franchisees, potential franchisees. Ideally, we're looking for somebody that has business experience, management experience, and sales experience. Surprisingly, we're not looking for people with construction experience. What we do and actually how we cut the concrete is pretty straightforward. And we found that people with good business experience and management experience and sales experience really excel well because they have that foundation already there in the repertoire.
That's great. So how would you describe the typical day for a precision concrete cutting franchisee?
You know, I wish there was a typical day. Every day seems to be different. You know, in the initial ramp-up stage, the franchisee is going to be wearing many different hats, everything from getting the equipment ready, talking to some potential customers on the phone in the morning, and then going out in the field and participating and doing some on-site demonstrations. Typically after about 6 months into a year, that franchise owner moves more into a management role. Every franchise, when they start, will have two salespeople working full-time, and that franchise owner will be more overseeing the execution of the salespeople and then the laborers and then the overall rest of the management team being built out.
Great. The final question I have for you is, Precision Concrete's overall franchisee satisfaction is 25% higher than our benchmark for maintenance companies, which is quite a large number. What do you guys do to keep satisfaction so high?
You know, I think our model is just inherently different than most franchise offerings out there. In North America, we only have a total of about 90 territories. And so when we first started selling franchises, we were keen into the idea that we were going to have a pretty small family of franchisees by the time we were all said and done. And so when we select our franchisees, we are highly committed to their success. And I think the root of that success is communication amongst the franchisees and ourselves. It's something that has to be frequent and effective. And we have a few ways that we've done that through portals and other digital methods, but when it comes down to it, it's personal communication. And we have annual retreats, semi-annual retreats for all the franchisees, but on an ongoing basis, at least monthly, myself and the other vice presidents have touches with those franchisees. And we've been able to identify the fast movers, the people in the middle, and then the laggers. And we're mixing those around, and we've been able to see some of the laggers really have some great success in recent years. And ultimately, that communication is to bring everybody within the franchise system up to be maximum producing in their territories. And I think that that's why our franchisees are so satisfied, because they really feel the commitment from us here at corporate, but amongst all of the other franchisees and franchise owners as well. And that kind of unity has really just made everyone increase their sales and their revenue over the last few years, and then ultimately just be satisfied with what they're doing, which is, if you buy a franchise, I think ultimately you're looking for a lifestyle, which is income and time, like most people.
Yeah, I would definitely have to agree with that. Well, that's the end of our time. Aaron, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jay. I appreciate you having me.
No problem. So, again, that's Aaron Olivier with Precision Concrete Cutting, and this is Jay Metzenroth with Franchise Business Review.
That's it for this edition of FBR Viewpoints. For more information on today's top franchise opportunities, please visit franchisebusinessreview.com.